Confessions of a Train Wreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out about the way I live, but it's a 24-karat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hola, train wrecks! TGIF, and welcome to your weekly bonus episode of Confessions of a Train Wreck. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Phoebe, your podcast host and queen of the train wrecks, who is thrilled to be back in your ears for yet another week. And guys, you know what? This week I feel as though I'm actually soliciting some very sound and very responsible advice for a change. The catch is, it will be really interesting to see 1 week and 2 weeks from now if I actually listened to my own advice. So as of today, Black Friday sales are upon us. And if you are anything like me, you will have the tendency to go a little bit berserk and buy a whole lot of things that you really didn't need or even didn't want for that matter. You were purely seduced by the fact that the price was so drastically reduced. Now, to be totally honest, I don't actually remember Black Friday last year. I actually don't think I was game enough to spend money at this point because I'd probably only just returned to full-time work after my stand-down period. And during that time, I was pretty tight with my spending and actually quite scared to spend money. But the year before that, I was a bloody baller. I had income coming in from everywhere. I had it coming in from the radio. I had sponsorships. I had my salary. And I absolutely went to town. Didn't save any of it, most of which were things I still haven't worn. There is legitimately still a pair of shoes in their box upstairs that I hate. I hate. So this year, I've set a very strict rule for myself that I wanted to share with you all this morning before it's too late. Okay, are you listening? Get your notes app open in your phone, or if you're like me and you are super, super old school, grab yourself a pen and paper. Number one, make a list of things that you'll allow yourself to buy during Black Friday and stick to the list. Do not deviate. Do not let your eyes wander over to something you had not planned to buy. This is discipline, people, and you need to stick with it, okay? We are in the silly season, and it is a very, very expensive time, and we cannot afford to be throwing our monies down the drain. So for me, I've set myself pretty strict rules in that the only thing I'm allowing myself to buy during Black Friday is activewear. Now, I haven't actually capped the limit yet, and I've also already started. So some brands go out early with their Black Friday sales because they know that people are ready. And I got influenced by Emily Sky the other day, and I actually bought some stuff from Woman's Best. They make a lot of seamless activewear, and I'm really into seamless activewear at the moment. They are like 60% off. I got four pieces from there that were like $100. So really excited for them, but I am not going to deviate. So purely because I need new activewear, I mean activewear multiple times a day. It is very hot coming up to summer and you cannot wear activewear twice in a row. So that is what I'm sticking to. I would really encourage you to do the same. If there's a list of a couple of things that you want to buy, go ahead and buy them. I know a lot of people actually write Christmas shopping lists and they buy those gifts during Black Friday, which I also think is a very, very, very smart thing to do. I've already planned my Christmas gift, so I'm not going to be using Black Friday for Christmas this year. But while I'm at it, I also decided to consult Google to find out some top tips that other people have for Black Friday, which I quickly wanted to share with you today. So number one is check ads and apps. So many brands and retailers actually start circulating their Black Friday ads before shopping days actually start. So you kind of can brace yourself to whether or not something that you had your eye on is going to be at a big enough discount for you to warrant the actual purchase. So it's actually something I saw Naked Harvest do. So I swear by Naked Harvest Moon Milk, and I'm on their email database, and I got an email actually last week and they had a downloadable PDF link that was a guide to their Black Friday sale. So as soon as Black Friday launches, you can go in and get exactly what you want. And I think that actually works really well if you're budgeting or if you're only going to allow yourself to spend like a certain amount of money in Black Friday. So if you are on any retailers' email lists, or even if you follow them on social media, a lot of them will start posting their Black Friday specials before. I mean, it's too late. It's already started. But technically, Black Friday is not till next week. So I'm sure the sales will continue to roll. The next tip is do your research well before the Friday. So if you spot items that you want to buy, maybe compare them to different websites that also might stock that particular brand, because they might have that for a lot cheaper. That is actually something Damon taught me how to do really, really well. He loves buying things, but he is so good at getting a bargain. He will hold out until he can find the best possible price for something. It's exactly the same, but often you might just have to look for it for a little bit longer. One website might have a flash sale, one might not. So yeah, definitely do your research well before the day. Cyber Monday's the thing, Green Monday. Like, there are so many days that happen within the Black Friday sales period. So make sure that when you're purchasing, you have done your research to ensure that you are purchasing on the right day and from the right retailer. Their next tip is plan where you want to shop. Oh, sounds like I could have written this article myself. So they say that mapping out your day will help you make the most of Black Friday, no matter whether or not you do your shopping online, in person, or a combination of the two. So yes, again, a lot of websites will have their homepage absolutely covered in the discounts for Black Friday. Or again, if you're like me, I tend to, when I shop on, say, the Iconic, I usually shop in the sales section. God, that makes me sound like such a cheapskate, but I just love me a bargain. The next one is ask for receipts. And oh my God, I cannot stress the importance of this one enough, because I am shocking at this. I hate buying things online for the simple fact that, I'm not going to say strange and talk about my body like that, but I am quite tall with a very large bust and a very little back. So often I have very strange sizing. So I need to physically try something on to make sure that it's A, going to fit over my boobs, but not be too baggy at the waist, and A, not be too short on my legs. So I cannot even count the number of times, again, it's probably in a sale period because I tend to do most of my shopping on sale, that I have bought something and it has not fit or fit very incorrectly, and never do I return it, which is A, such a waste of money, and B, such a waste of a perfectly good piece of clothing that could be returned and then sold to someone who would actually wear it and love it. So please ask for receipts. That is such a good thing. Also, I bought Damon's birthday present last week and they didn't fit his foot properly, and thank God I asked for a receipt and I wasn't too precious about it, and so he got himself something that actually fit him. So again, power to the receipt. And the last question is, be careful when charging Black Friday shopping. So often when you use your credit card, you'll get other benefits like reward points or an extended warranty or purchase protection, but just be careful about using your credit card during Black Friday. Look at the T's and C's a little bit closer than you normally would, because oftentimes Black Friday will be exclusive to any other promotion on your site or your card. So check that one, because I know that, for example, my sister, she likes to make all of her purchases on her American Express card because she gets the points, and she pays back her American Express card every single month. So she's never got a debt kind of going, and she purely uses it for the points, which I know a lot of people do. But if you're going to do that, just note that it might not actually be effective or work during Black Friday. So with that said, happy shopping. Please let me know if you bag any bargains or if you see any incredible activewear anywhere. I'm really into sets at the moment. I feel like, because it is super, super hot, but I can't work out in just a crop top because my boobs are too big and it would make me feel very uncomfortable. But I am into sets because they still cover up the cleavage, but you know, you can show a bit of skin, have a bit of breathability in your stomach area. So if you know any cute sets going, please let me know. Also, I have two very exciting guests coming up in the next 2 weeks. I have lots of exciting content planned for you guys. So Again, please, if you haven't already, please subscribe, leave me a lovely review. It's actually one of the things that I still do constantly every week is check new reviews on iTunes, and I haven't actually seen a new one come up for a while. So this is a not so subtle and absolute shameless plug to please, if you're listening and you like the podcast, please write me a lovely review on iTunes so I know just how much you love it. Bye for now.